I'm thinking of the testimonies that we heard this evening. Yes, we heard a request for special prayer, but I'm thinking of the testimonies that we heard of the faithfulness of our God.
Amen.
God's faithfulness. I was thinking of those pictures that Steve and Tracy were looking at, how their hearts must have been encouraged as they looked at those and saw what it was then and what it is now. And how good, and I think of some of those times as I stood by Steve's bedside and the infection, they just couldn't get rid of the infection. They would come back and the things going on. But our God is good, isn't he? Mm-hmm. He does not always give us what we want, but he always gives us what he knows is best for us. And we thank him for his faithfulness. And we trust him. That is something that we need to just work on every day. Lord, I may not understand what's going on, but I trust you. I trust you. I'm counting on you. And that's where our faith needs to be, isn't it? Well, it's been a good day in the house of the Lord. Some of you were with us this morning, and here you are back again this evening. Well, you know, as we plan and prepare for them, these Sundays seem like busy days, and they are. But when you get to this time of the evening, you ask yourself, where did the day go? Seems like it was just time for Judson to start teaching Sunday school. And here we are now ready for the last 30 minutes, if I will shut up in time, right? And the day will be done. But how thankful that we have a place, and how thankful that God provides through his people for the upkeep and all that goes on here. Oh, what a good God. Mm-hmm. Let's look to him at this time. Thank you, Father, for this time now in our evening service. What a blessing it has been. And we thank you for that. We praise you. And as I think of that special prayer, I think of Jason and his wife and their concern for this little dear one, this new one, just weeks into life. And the struggles this one is going through, Father, this one is in your hands. We ask that you would guide and direct the professionals in what they do. Help them to find what they need to find to know how to treat. And then, Lord, the healing, it's up to you. And we ask that you would bring comfort to the parents and grandparents' hearts. We pray, Lord, that you would just bring glory to yourself in that. And Lord, in all of our ways, we, as I started out here, we may not always understand, but we want to be faithful to you and trust you. Forgive us when we question. Forgive us when we complain. Forgive us when we doubt. Help us to draw closer to you. We look forward to what you have for us tonight. In your name I pray. Amen. Ready, Andrew?
Yes, sir.
It's okay. It's okay. For you note takers. That's the title of this one this evening. Are you a person known for flexibility? Are you a flexible person? You know what I mean by that. I don't mean are you great at gymnastics. Can you handle change in your plans and uncertainty without it upsetting your apple cart. There's a portion of scripture that I would like us to center our thoughts on this evening. And you say, okay, where, Pastor? Numbers chapter 9. Numbers chapter 9. Excuse me. And this is a passage that certainly lends itself to us considering this topic of being flexible. Numbers chapter 9, and the verse is verse 15, where we start. And on that day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of the testimony. And at evening there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of fire until morning. So it was always, the cloud covered it by day, and the appearance of fire by night. And when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that, the children of Israel journeyed. And in the place where the cloud abode, there the children of Israel pitched their tents. At the commandment of the Lord, the children of Israel journeyed. And at the commandment of the Lord, they pitched. As long as the cloud abode upon the tabernacle, they rested in their tents. And when the cloud tarried long upon the tabernacle, many days, then the children of Israel kept the charge of the Lord and journeyed not. And so it was, when the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle, according to the commandment of the Lord, they abode in their tents, and according to the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. And so it was when the cloud abode from even until the morning, and that the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they journeyed. Whether it was by day or night that the cloud was taken up, they journeyed. Or whether it were 2 days, or a month, or a year, that the cloud tarried upon the tabernacle, remaining thereon, the children of Israel abode in their tents and journeyed not. But when it was taken up, they journeyed. At the commandment of the Lord, they rested in the tents. And at the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord. At the commandment of the Lord, by the hand of Moses. You say, well, Pastor, I guess I'm not on the same page as you. I don't understand what you mean. How does this passage challenge us in this area of flexibility? Put yourself in their tent. Just imagine life as an Israelite out there in the wilderness. And as we look at this passage, I was challenged as I thought about the way they moved from place to place and what a test that must have been for their patience with the Lord. Be awfully easy to grumble and complain. And let me just bring some things to your attention here in this particular section. Let's notice, first of all, the consideration of this. And that's in verse 17 and 18. Because it tells us, my page turned. When the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that the children of Israel journeyed. And in the place where the cloud abode, there the children of Israel pitched their tents. At the commandment of the Lord, the children of Israel journeyed. And at the commandment of the Lord, the children of Israel stopped or set up camp. As long as the cloud abode upon the tabernacle, they rested in their tents. As we think about the consideration of this, we discover at the commandment of the Lord, and we see everything in their life was controlled by whom? Do you like that? Do you like that kind of an arrangement? Or do you pull at the reins a little bit sometimes? Do you ever think, I wouldn't do things like this. If I were doing it, I think I'll do it such and such. At the commandment of the Lord, when the cloud lifted up and started moving, everybody knew what that meant. Everybody knew all of the work that was going to have to be done. Jerry and I camped with pop-ups for 25 years. We had that privilege of enjoying camping, and we did. Most of those years, the last few years, my wife went because of me. She had lost the thrill of it, and finally I gave in, and we sold our last camper. But, you know, camping in a pop-up, as great as they are, and we never were like Myrna, give him a place on the ground and throw a sleeping bag, hand him a shovel and he'll go dig a hole in the woods, and he thinks that's a great, great way to camp.
Amen.
We were always in modern campgrounds with modern restrooms, running water, hot, cold. We weren't that pioneering spirit. But what I'm getting at is I'm talking about the preparation it takes to go camping. Sat out there in the backyard, and when we would start getting ready, planning for a trip, a few days before the trip, I would open it up, set it all up so that my wife could begin filling it up. All of these nooks and crannies and cupboards and drawers, and getting these totes that had all of our food and supplies in it, that everything had its place. But you know, that took much preparation. Much preparation. Just to get it all ready. And sometimes, in these later years, she would say, I'm so tired just getting ready. Wouldn't hurt my feelings just to forget this whole thing. Because then you have to fold it all up with all the goods and everything in there, travel up north to the state park, and then what do? It's all of the labor and the effort of pulling everything out, setting everything up, and you enjoy the time when you're up there. But when the days were done, guess what? We put it all together, and it was really fun when it was pouring down rain. Really fun. That was some of the greatest times. Everything's sopping wet as you're trying to get it all folded up. Then what? When you get home, what do you have to do? Couldn't just, that was a, you have to go through the whole process again of opening it all up, and if it had rained or something, you have to leave it dry out for a couple of days. And then the emptying process and the cleaning process, making sure the refrigerator in it was wiped dry and no water that would cause mold while you were waiting to go another time. Want to go camping? And all of the effort, all of the work to set it up, camp, fold it up, go. Well, they didn't have Coleman or StarCraft campers back then, but at the commandment of the Lord, you know what? They had to break down everything. Break down everything. I don't think they probably had Rubbermaid totes then either to put stuff in and carry it. But they had bags, woven or whatever. They had their utensils that they used in their... You couldn't just say, okay, the cloud is moving. Let's get in the car and here we go. Oh, no. It was a long time before they could start walking again because they didn't have cars then either. And all of the effort, folding the ropes, the stakes, getting it all compacted so that they could carry it and their tent wasn't dragging behind them in the dirt. And that was the thing that we consider here. At the commandment of the Lord, there's no record that the Lord ever said, hey Moses, do you like this spot? Would you like to just leave your campers, stay here for a few weeks? There's never any indication that God ever asked them, do you like this place? Nice view over the lake and everything here. What do you think? You want to stay here? It was all up to him. And guess what they had to be? What's our word tonight? They had to be flexible. Would you have been? Everything was controlled by the Lord. Let's notice especially some things here. In verse 17, it says, when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that they journeyed, and in the place where the cloud abode, there the children of Israel pitched their tents. In the place where the cloud abode, there the children of Israel pitched their tents. In verse 17, I'd like you to think of the word, this was non-negotiable. Non-negotiable. What do you mean by that, Pastor? As I said a moment ago, there is no record that God asked Moses, would you like to set up camp here? It's all in verse 17, in the place where the cloud abode, this is where you're going to set up camp tonight. Period. But I don't like this spot. Tough. The cloud's not moving. This is where we're going to be tonight. But the ground is crooked. And my tent, I'm going to roll out of the bed. Put your bed north and south instead of east and west. So your feet are down and you won't roll out of your bed. You have to be flexible. You had to deal with whatever it was. So we see it was non-negotiable. Verse 21, what we're talking about had to be very inconvenient. Very inconvenient. Because in verse 21, it says, "And so it was when the cloud abode from even unto the morning, and that the cloud was taken up in the morning, that they journeyed." You mean we're only going to spend one? All that work of setting it up. Look, praise the Lord, here it is, it's getting dark, and the cloud has stopped. Finally, let's set it up. Next morning, cloud's moving. And you gotta be kidding. It was inconvenient at times. Had to be. And also notice in verse 21, whether it was day or by night that the cloud was taken up, they journeyed. Just imagine. One of those days, and you're so tired, and you can't wait for a good night's sleep, and you know that moment where, you're just ready to fall to sleep. Clouds moving. You got to be kidding. It's 11:25 p.m. Clouds moving. How's your flexibility? In verse 22, they had to be flexible because the word here is this whole journey was totally unpredictable. Why do you say that? Whether it was 2 days, or a month, or a year, they never knew when's it going to move. When? Unpredictable. We don't know. Whenever God moves the clouds, we'll move. Moses, we're sick of this place. Cloud's not moving. Talk to the Lord about it. I have no control over this. Totally unpredictable. They had to stay there. They had to have a campsite set up until that cloud moved. And there was, according to verse 22, seemingly no rhyme nor reason how long they could expect to stay in any particular spot. How's your flexibility? And I think about some other times as we exercise our thoughts here in Numbers chapter 9. But I think of some other times when God's people have also displayed remarkable flexibility. For instance, in Genesis chapter 6, God told Noah that he was sick of man and he was going to destroy mankind with a flood. And he told Noah to do something unheard of. He said, "I want you to build this ark. Big enough to sustain life of all created beings, some of every kind that had ever been created." And you're going to need to have food for them, and your wife than your sons and their daughters. And you better start building, because I'm going to send rain and I'm going to send a flood. Just think of the flexibility Noah had to have as God gave him the job that really was in connection with the unknown. The unknown. Scripture tells us it had never rained. The earth was watered with a mist that came up from the ground. I'm sure the air was very humid with all that moisture in the air, and that's how all the plant life was sustained. Never any rain from the skies. And God told Noah, I'm going to send a rain, and it's going to cause a flood, and it's going to cover the entire earth, and you're going to build the means of keeping life alive. Put yourself in Noah's shoes. Lord, I don't know what rain is. I can't imagine what. Don't worry about it, Noah. You just do what I tell you to do. Noah, but God, I can't even imagine what it's going to be like. Never mind, Noah. Build. Flexible. I think of another one. With Noah, he had to be flexible when God asked him to do the unknown. In Genesis chapter 2, God asked Abraham to do the unthinkable. You remember what Genesis 22 is about? Take Isaac, the son of promise, upon the mountain, and you offer him as a sacrifice to me. God, what are you talking? God, all the promises, they hinge on him. All those things you've been telling me, it all depends on his survival, Abraham. Take your son up on the mountain and offer him to me. How unthinkable to the natural mind. And yet Abraham trusted God, Hebrews chapter 11. Abraham obeyed God, Hebrews chapter 11. And he willingly went up on the mountain, fully expecting to sacrifice his son, but also believing what? What? God was going to raise him from the dead right up on the spot. You read Hebrews 11 along with Genesis 22. You say, Abraham, how could you do that? Because Abraham had that much faith in God. Abraham, don't you know that all the promises are contingent on Isaac surviving? Yes, but God told me to sacrifice him. Abraham, you're crazy. I'm not crazy. I just want to obey my God. And you know, my God is so powerful, I fully expect him to bring Isaac back to life up there after I put him to death. The unthinkable. But he trusted God and he showed his flexibility. How flexible are you? Joshua chapter 6. God gave Joshua an assignment how to conquer the city of Jericho. And it's unlike any military strategy anyone has ever done before. But you know, that's the beauty of obeying the Lord, is because sometimes the Lord gets the glory. And what's our word here? Unlikely. I'll do it, God, but boy, that sure doesn't sound very likely that if we march around this city once a day for 6 days, and on the seventh day we march around this city seven times and shout, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon." No, I'm sorry, not that one. Wrong story, wasn't it? They just stopped and blew their trumpets. It doesn't say, I don't think they shouted anything. And the beauty of it is, though God had asked Joshua to do the unlikely, and humanly speaking, I'll do it, but I don't think it's going to work. You know, maybe sometimes God asks you to do something, and you think, I'll do it, but I don't think it's going to work, but how flexible are you in the unlikely, in the unthinkable, in doing something totally unknown, foreign to you? What about the unreasonable? That's totally unreasonable. John chapter 2. Son, they run out of wine. Woman, what have I to do with you? My time has not yet come. Mary turned around and said to them, whatever he says to you, do it. And what did he say? Fill all the water pots with water and then serve it to the guests. 801 H2O. They wanted wine. But we find the flexibility. Flexibility in what seemed to be so unreasonable. As we think of our text in closing here, every movement by his control. And they complained about a lot of things. They complained about, we're tired of this manna, this stuff that we have. I don't think there's any record that they ever complained about how many times they had to pack up their bags and move and set up camp. They did a good enough job complaining about other things. What a challenge. What a challenge to me, because I want to do things without complaining. When God is leading, without questioning, without resisting. Some of the tests that God might bring into our life would be some spoiled plans. How flexible. I've been planning on this for... And the door is shut. How flexible are you? Are you going to trust the Lord in it? What about sickness? God, I can't be sick. I've got to be. But here's the sickness. Car trouble. Boy, now's not the time. Have you ever found a good time for car trouble? But boy, sometimes it seems like it's really not the time. Really, God? Traffic jams, detours, interruptions. You get up in the morning and you have everything all worked out. How many of you have ever gotten up and your whole day, you've got it all planned out in your mind? My wife makes lists. I'm not that organized. But in my mind, I think I know what I'm going to do for the day. Have any of you ever had those plans altered? How flexible are we? May God help us. May we take to heart this portion we looked at. May we go back and think about that. Just what it was for those people. Inconvenient, unpredictable. They never knew when, they never knew where. The whole issue was the Lord orchestrated it all. And may we realize that when we trust the Lord, it might be as unpleasant, as unpredictable, as inconvenient, as unreasonable as we could imagine, but if God is in it, and He is in our lives, then let's trust Him. Let's trust Him. And tell Him, okay, God, it's okay. This wasn't what I was planning on, but You brought it today. Now I'm going to trust You to show me, Lord, how to live this day for Your glory. Let's stand and we'll close in prayer, shall we? Father, take these simple, elementary thoughts that teach us some deep truth in reality in our own lives. We all know how we struggle with being flexible. We all think this is how things are supposed to be. This is how I want things to turn out. These are the plans that I've made. Help us, Lord, to trust You more and complain less. Take us safely to our homes. In Your name we pray. Amen.